starting with verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Chapter 15. Verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven, and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Joshua 24. Verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Acts chapter 7. And he said, brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which he now dwelt. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession, and to his descendants after. And finally, in Hebrews 11, verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Before making a couple of comments for introduction, I just want to add one more microphone announcement and one more phone announcement. First of all, for the microphones, it's sometimes confusing for those who use it, so I want to just like demonstrate the microphones, right? That there's a switch on the bottom that's off and on, but there's also controls in the back so that there's not a lot of noise going through the microphones that are not being used. So what often happens is people start talking in the microphone,
they don't really hear themselves,
and so they flick off the switch on the bottom of the microphone, but you're actually turning it off instead of turning it on, so now you're talking to it and we still don't hear you. So if you want to use the switch, just make sure it's on, and then it'll work, right? It's all been tested. So just start talking in the microphone, even if you don't hear yourself at first. And our brother Peter in the back, who is the guru of all these things with his able assistant now, right? We're going to have an able assistant. She is a help, need for him. He will take care of any details to make sure that it's working. Thing to do is to just start speaking and the microphone will come to you and you can just repeat your comments. Don't make the comment into the air without the microphone. I know some feel that they have a loud voice, but there are lots of background noises in the cafeteria, so we want to make sure that all the comments are picked up. As far as phones, also, we also do recognize that some use Bible reference tools or Bible texts on phones. It's kind of a transition point in these days for that. So if you are looking at your phone, we're not going to look sideways at you and be unhappy. Unless you start laughing at somebody's text, then we know that you're just sneaking it in. But we understand that people are using their phones for that purpose. However, being off or on vibrate is also a good idea. Genesis 12 and 15 present to us this turning point, as we're classifying it, in the life of Abram. Christian life is described as a life of growth. And growth is a very slow, almost unnoticeable process. You only really notice growth if there's quite a bit of interval of time in between. But many times there are also these moments where there is a very noticeable shift from one position to another, from one viewpoint to another, from one aspects of belief or a greater clarity of an understanding of a principle. When the Lord sent Paul, he described the commission, I think it's in Acts 18, where he says, I am sending you to turn them from darkness to light. The Thessalonians, he said, to turn them from to God, to the living God, from idols. There's a major shift in perspective and in understanding. And these points are also very important. They are necessary for us as all believers to experience these same types of turning points, where one can look back and say, I used to be this way, but now I'm this way. There are those in the scriptures who've also experienced that. And we'd like to look at these three patriarchs as illustrations of these kinds of experiences. In a way, they're chronological in the life of a believer. Abram, we might say, is turning to God. And he is being attracted by the God who appeared to him. So we would like to consider the beginning and the growth of the life of faith in the example of Abraham. What is it that caused Abraham to turn from what he was and respond to this call and then to step out to live a life of faith? In Genesis 12, we have the literal description of that. Genesis 15, we have the further developments of that. Just as an approach to the study, we would like to make the chapters in Genesis our home base, if you might say, for the discussion. And that will be true for the other discussions as well. But the supplemental verses, they can be brought in at any time. They can be added in. We don't have to go through the verses in Genesis and then save time for those other scriptures. We want to make sure that we get through Genesis 12 or Genesis 15 in our time together before lunchtime at noon. But references to those scriptures in Joshua and in Acts and in Hebrews, these can be brought in because they help illuminate what it is that's taking place in the life of Abraham. And just by way of reference to the passage in Joshua, it doesn't refer to Abram in any particular way by name, but it's very significant because of this. The King James translation says, the gods of your fathers served on the other side of the flood. And that might give the impression that it's before the time of Noah, but many other translations say, on the other side of the river. And this really gives a sense. It's the fathers who crossed over from the Euphrates, the other side, into this land where they've been called. It's Abram. It's Abram, who was in that character of life. It reveals to us what Abraham was like, the environment he lived in, before that the God of glory appeared to him. And so we would like to consider the turning points in the life of Abraham and how all of us must respond to this call of God and begin, embark upon, and continue in the life of faith.